Oh, rage, rage, rage. So much rage is happening right now. Hey, everyone. Welcome to episode 28 of the Run, Selfie, Repeat podcast, where we talk about life with a side of running. My name is Kelly Roberts, and I am in the absolute shittiest mood in all the land. I may sound chipper, but In the back of this smile is a raging inferno where you spit fire out of your eyeballs. So let's talk about some bad days. Yeah, I know. First of all, this podcast is up late because last night when I sat down to record it, I was so angry and livid that I couldn't bring myself to form words or to even, you know, have a sort of map of where I wanted this episode to go. And it ended up being me complaining the entire time. So just a little backstory. And I want to put a disclaimer out there. I'm going to do my best to not just sit here and complain for 10 minutes. So if that happens, my apologies. But so it started yesterday afternoon. I was having a hard time writing an article that was due last week, so I've missed my deadline, and I can't figure out exactly what I know what I want to say, and it's there, but I just can't frame the story in a way that makes me exhale deeply when the weight that is on my shoulders disappears. You know, like when you're writing a paper, and you know what you want to say, and you know what you want to write, but you're just not, it's just not there yet. It's not there yet, and it's a big one, so I just want it to, I want to do my story of what I'm sharing and unloading justice, but I'm not doing that. So that happened. And then I got a text message from my sister about something stupid and totally irrelevant to life, but that was very judgy, I guess is the word. I don't know. There's message boards online where people like to go and talk about bloggers and what's going on in their lives. And they normally people say nothing but really amazing things about me. I can't complain. But I guess recently there have been some not so nice things. I don't know. I don't read them. Sam reads them and she tells me when she thinks something is worthy of my attention. So she tells me what's up. And it just filled me with rage because it was so just blech. It was blech. But I think. The hardest part about doing what I do is, and I'm so sorry if you cannot relate to this, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. I don't read comments for the most part or things that are, I sometimes do. If I'm feeling extra strong, I'll read them, but I have a hard time digesting people constantly celebrating me and telling me nice things. I have a hard time accepting praise because I don't want it to go to my head and because I don't want it to, I don't ever want to be in a place where like, that's why I do this so that people say nice things about me or celebrate me or tell me how great I am. The fact that I get to inspire people with my story or, you know, just give people a way to see themselves in me, that's why I do it. I don't do this so that people will like photos on Instagram or will write really nice things about me in the reviews on iTunes, which if you wanted to do that, I mean, you could. No, I appreciate everything. And I don't want to say that I don't read it because a lot of times I do. It's how I gauge, you know, what's working, what isn't working. And I get some great ideas from it. Like there's tons of great dialogue that's happening on the Run, Selfie, Repeat Facebook page, sometimes on Instagram, and then email. Like right now there's 300 unread emails. My email fell back into disarray. Just because whenever I do something, you know, whenever I kind of take a strong stride and put something out there, I tend to get a lot of feedback. So the podcast blew my email up. And then all this other, a couple other sports bra things, you know, people have just been writing in. And it's hard. It is really hard to just like in one sitting deal with that much praise, I guess is the word. Or, you know, people just patting me on the back, which I love. I will never take for granted the support I get from the Run, Selfie, Repeat family. But at the same time, I have to remain human. And luckily, I have great friends and my sister who are constantly bringing me back to earth and reminding me, like, no, you're not a hot shit. Take it back a notch. Dial it down. but I'm human. But another thing that kind of sometimes makes me anxious and sort of brings me to a heightened paranoid state, I guess you could call it, whenever I share something about myself, a piece of my story that I haven't shared before, the stakes are really high because it's new. Like the first time I ever took my shirt off and ran in my sports bra, this was one of those instances. When I decided to share how my brother died, that was one of these instances. When I write an article for a different publication that tends to get and bring a new audience to me, that's one of those instances. But whenever I unload a part of my story that has spent a lot of time buried in shame, I tend to unplug and step away, mostly because, one, I'm not emotionally ready to deal with what other people's opinions or their stories, because mine is still so fresh. And then two, like when you share a piece of yourself that you've tied a lot of shame to and you've only just worked through it, or are you're still working through it, but you're strong enough to open up about it, the last thing you want to do is to see people criticize you for it or to say things that just may be hard to digest, which is why I tend to unplug and step away. But it's hard to find a balance between being so open and vulnerable all the time emotionally and then still maintaining a strong facade. Like, I think one of the reasons last week I had a tempo run and I just totally had panic moments throughout it. One of the reasons I think that happened was because I was at a really heightened state of emotion and I was about to move and I was stressed out. But at the same time, I'd written a piece that was really, really vulnerable. And I was running with my friend Caitlin and I had told her something that I've actually like never really told anyone before. A couple people know, but I opened up about something that I am not comfortable sharing yet. And I mean, sometimes when you drag your shit in the room and you unload it and you sit in it, it's really hard to not want to just clean it up or hide it. And that was one of those moments for me. But I think that's one of my favorite parts about running is that it makes us all human and it brings us all to the same level. And sometimes on the run, like it's so wonderful to get to talk about life and what we've been through with people. I talk about myself whenever I get the opportunity to run with my friends. I talk in a very candid kind of way, which is amazing and wonderful. And it's nice to just connect with people and talk about life and what we're going through in this crazy human experience. But sometimes it can be really overwhelming. So I think in those moments where I get a little overwhelmed and I'm putting myself out there in a way that makes me uncomfortable and that feels unsafe, but stepping outside of my comfort zone is something that I try to push myself to do all the time. And it's just a fact of the world when you do that. But back to my bad mood. Do you want to know what I do when I'm in a really, really, really bad mood? Like the type of bad mood where I can't get anything done and I'm having a hard time working and then I can't fall asleep? I write. Sometimes I write in my journal. It's things that people will never see. Sometimes I go and watch really funny stuff online. Sometimes I go and watch TED Talks. And then other times I just go for a run. I think there's nothing better when you're in a really, really, really bad mood than being able to turn to some sort of physical exertion, especially running for me when I'm in those moods, like even just going for like a 1 mile run or a 30-minute run and going slow and just taking my time to enjoy the experience and do something for me. In those moments, it reminds me that whatever it is that I'm worried about or angry about or overwhelmed about isn't that big of a deal, because whatever will happen already has. You're always in control of your story. Whatever you want to do, all you have to do is take the first step to try to make it happen and focus on what you can do instead of what's already been done. I think trying to be proactive about things when I'm feeling full of rage like I am. Well, I'm not really that mad right now. This was yesterday. I think sometimes we forget to be that we're allowed to be angry and that sometimes it's necessary, but then you just kind of have to brush yourself off and change paths. because it's when I'm angry and I can't shake it and I sit too long with it that it starts to creep into everything else. Sometimes it's totally fair to say, this isn't right, this isn't fair, this person's being awful, this sucks. But then you just change direction. You say, all right, I'm going to go do something else now. I think my rage has taken enough of my time and energy today. I think, just remember that you are always in control. Go do something that you know you can do. Color, write. I try not to watch TV because that's a sedentary act and I'll just ruminate on whatever's bugging me. I like to go be active. Or go put together some IKEA furniture. I mean, if you're really looking for a way to to ruminate in your rage, try putting together an IKEA bed. That'll push you over the edge. I say that because last night I tried to put something together and I ended up crying. Oh, IKEA. You try my soul. All right. Point being, sometimes it's okay to be angry and full of rage. Ooh. Horn. Other times, it's not. Take a second, breathe, count to 10, count to 10 again, count to 10 a third time. Do whatever you can and then shake it off, because life is too short to let the small things bother you so effing much. I tweeted about this last night. Regardless of how hard you try, there will always be people who feel obligated to tell you that you're not enough or that you're doing it wrong. When that happens, ask yourself if what they're saying is constructive criticism. Are they telling you something that you should actually hear? Because if it's not, toss it aside and then run away from those people because they don't want you to succeed. They want to be heard and they're putting themselves before you. Does that make sense? All right. That'll be it for today, my friends. I feel a lot better now that we've talked about this. Although I woke up in a better mood and I have a big running day, so that's wonderful. And I'm excited about it. All right. Hey, if you are digging this, what are we doing? What is this called? A podcast. This is called a podcast. If you're liking the Run Selfie Repeat podcast or if it's working for you, you know what I would absolutely love? I would really, really love it if you could go to iTunes and give it 5 stars and then write a review that's like, I too was in a really shitty mood. And then Kelly talks about her shitty mood. And now I'm going to go color in my coloring book and everything's feeling brighter. Do something like that. Or just like tell all of your friends, like everyone at work, stand up and be like, I have an announcement to make. Everyone should listen to the Run, Selfie, Repeat podcast. If you do that and you let me know, I will send you something. I will send you something beautiful. All right. Oh, enough. Enough. That's enough. I hope you have a wonderful day and that you just make the most of it. Until next time. Toodaloo, buckaroos.